Okay, so I'm going to be talking about the six companies or stocks that I invested in. So the first company I chose to invest in was Johnson and Johnson, which is a pharmaceutical company and is known as the largest healthcare company in the market by value. My grandmother is very interested in stocks, and the first stock she told me to invest in was this one, so I did. And I looked at the trend line of Johnson and Johnson's stocks over the past 5 years and was able to see exactly why she wanted me to invest in this. Their stocks have consistently been in a steady incline, and I was able to receive this benefit over the last month by investing in it. I invested a fourth of my starting money, which was $100,000, and ended up gaining around 2,200 of it, which I think is pretty good considering I had only invested in it for a month. Johnson and Johnson is definitely a bull in the market because it has a reliable and steady reputation for doing well, which encourages people who are investing in the stock market to invest in Johnson and Johnson. I would definitely categorize them as a blue chip stock as they have been around for 132 years and have built a successful reputation. After doing this, if I were actually investing my money in the stock market, I would choose to invest in Johnson and Johnson long term because I know it has proven to be successful for both me and my short term and my grandmother and her long investing, whatever that's called. The second stock I invested in was Philip Morris International Incorporation, and I was planning on investing more than the $2,407 I did, but that was the maximum that it allowed me. Philip Morris is a multinational cigarette and tobacco manufacturing company. They sell cigarette and tobacco products in over 180 countries, in addition to the US. I learned about this industry last year in English class, so I thought it'd be cool to invest in them to see what their stocks looked like. I ended up only losing $2.16, which is an insignificant amount because I was, or not because. But I was surprised because I thought that it would end up doing better. But obviously, this didn't happen. The cigarette and tobacco industry could be down due to its other rising competitors like the vape and Juul because their products advertise that they are less harmful yet receive similar benefits. That's just an assumption, so I don't know if that's true. I would also say that this is a blue chip stock because Philip Morris has been around for over 100 years. My third stock I invested in was something called UVXY. I honestly have no idea why I invested in them, so I'm not going to talk about them for long. But basically, I invested $7,500 in this stock, not knowing what it was. And after researching them for like over 10 minutes, I still have no idea what the company or stock is, except that I know it's in the financial service market sector. I looked up a trend line for their stocks over the last 5 years, and it has been nothing but in a straight decline. So if you learn anything from this, just don't invest in UVXY. And then moving on to my next investment was with Walt Disney. And I was surprised to see that investing in them was smart and beneficial. I invested in it about a week ago. So I didn't have as much time for my stocks to grow as my, or for my stocks in Walt Disney to grow as my stocks in the other companies did. But I was able to make $690 from the $35,000 I invested. Through investing in Walt Disney, I learned that their stocks are the most consistent ones I've invested in. Over the past 5 years, the stock hasn't inclined or declined much. The trend line was fairly horizontal, which I guess can be a good thing, knowing that if that what you invest in it is most likely going to be the outcome you'd assume you get, if that makes sense. So you wouldn't have much risk investing in Walt Disney. So, for the entertainment sector of the market, I would encourage people to invest in this. And my next investment went into IZEA or IZEA stocks, which is a software and service market. I did not know much about them before investing in them, and I only invested $162 and gained $2. It was only a few days. Worth, so I wasn't really able to tell if this was a beneficial stock to invest in a long period of time. I also looked at the trend line for this for the past 5 years and found that this company is mostly in a decline, and it's probably due to its competitors that are well known in its industry. And then lastly, I chose to invest a good portion of my money, which was around $51,000, in CBS, which is a television and radio broadcasting company, which is in the media or entertainment sector of the market. I gained over $200 from this, which might have just been because I was lucky, because I looked at the trend line over the past 5 years, and it is very inconsistent with the stocks, and they would peak and plummet dramatically and, what's the word? Like, unpredictably, if that's a word. So I think there I just got lucky because other people did not seem to be doing well with CBS. But overall, I learned a lot about specific stocks in the individual market sectors that I would definitely want to invest in the future, like Johnson & Johnson and Walt Disney, which are both in the health care and entertainment sectors. I also feel like investing in Walt Disney specifically and like at strategic times would benefit my investments. So like if I chose to invest in Walt Disney stocks around the holiday season, like Christmas, I feel like the trends there would be in like an upward trend. So that'd probably be smart. And then I also learned that investing in stocks long-term, it is important to invest in reliable blue chip stocks so that you know your risk is low and you're going to get the most out of your investment. Thank you.